The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Web Studio, Primetime Advertising Corporation, and the Law Office of Thomas Pinkerton. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily represent KCBQ or its sponsors. It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but every time a Christian hero or heroine arises, she then falls and proves herself to be a hypocrite, just what we expect from all you Christians. Well, okay, now before calling somebody a hypocrite, you might want to understand what the word actually means. We're still waiting. Sometime in the next few days, and it should have been a few days ago, but they're delaying, we're still waiting. The Miss California pageant will release a statement telling us if Carrie Prejean will lose her crown, not due for her remarks about gay marriage, mind you, but because she once modeled lingerie. And if you believe that's the reason they're thinking of letting her go, I have a thrifty Chrysler plant I want to sell you. Allow me to ask just a couple of simple, honest questions. First, why did these photos not surface before? How long has Carrie been Miss California? If something was already out there to disqualify her, why did it not raise its ugly little head prior to her coronation? Or why did it not materialize right before she went into the Miss USA competition? Is there not a difference between modeling lingerie and posing for a magazine like Playboy? Lingerie ads are for women who are shopping. They do not exist for the purpose of eliciting some hormonal response from men. How come these newfound sensibilities about being scantily dressed haven't eliminated the Miss California or Miss USA swimsuit competition, where women are paraded around in bikinis that often reveal as much, if not more, than lingerie? Is anyone really falling out of their chair to hear that somebody who won a beauty pageant also worked once as a model? Now you think, but Bob, supposing even racier photos come out? Supposing the taking of such pictures is a contract violation that Carrie signed. Look, if she broke a contract, she broke a contract, and she needs to accept the consequences, okay? I would still ask why the Miss California pageant didn't make this discovery before. I'm very suspicious when such scrutiny follows their own public dissatisfaction of Carrie sharing a viewpoint that wasn't politically correct. Yeah, but Bob, putting the contract issues aside, doesn't this at least disqualify Carrie as a role model? Look, the story obviously is not over. They may discover racier photos, they may not. Incidentally, a second angle of the same photo is not a new photo. I mean, I know it is technically, but all photographers take a bunch of shots from a bunch